I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Playwrights Project presents Tuning In, a new musical set in a radio station owned by a retirement community. It's in their Ted Jones Theater. The dates are November 30th through December 15th. And despite the addition of an extra Wednesday outing, tickets are in short supply. Tuning In owes its origins to the friendship of former IU faculty member George Pinney with Sarah and Larry Cass. The show's book is by Pinney with Ron Newell, Sarah, and Larry. The music and lyrics are by Larry with help from Sarah. Larry Cass is a doctor by day, a songwriter and performer with more than 5,000 songs to his credit. Sarah's an award-winning artist and the show's executive producer. The evening at the BPP began convivially enough with managing director Brad Scheisser reading a story that somehow managed to mention all of the show's sponsors and supporters in a pleasantly diverting way. The BPP's always thinking up clever ways to say thanks. Apparently, the retirement community that runs the station WKL is rich with talented residents who've retired but are still more than able to sing and dance. Their first number features Ainsley Valentine, an old hoofer. Heather Narducci is a singer and tarot card reader. Daniel Narducci is a former opera singer and matinee idol, and a cane-leaning singer, Janice Jaffe. Brandon Maggie leads the station's resident trio. Talent this place has. As if on cue, Connie Shakalis makes a glamorous entrance as a former torch singer and potential resident. If you go, keep an eye on her because she has the show's clincher. We also meet Nathan Middleman as the station's uptight engineer and John Robert Armstrong as the station's worried manager. There's also a youth element in the show with Brandon McGeed, Kate Scarlett Swaney, and Victoria Wiley as three collegians who've come to study and later assist the station. So far, so good. The station manager is worried because the corporate owners, in the menacing person of Dom Pagliaro, would like to get a bit more profit from their license with talk and rock and roll. The manager is supported in Don't Waste Any Time, the show's only dynamic and exciting number, by Emily Roseman as his longtime assistant and local boxing manager. Tuning In's plot offers a couple of moderate tensions. Will Ainsley Valentine's counsel that Dave the engineer should use his tap dancing skills to overcome his shyness work? Might it lead to a tap dance duet with Katie Scarlett Swaney? Will the collegians' inspired fun drive save the station from Dom Pagliaro and rock and roll? Since WFIU is a family station and we can only handle moderate amounts of tension, I'll simply say that, as we might expect, the tap duet happens. Saving WLK turns out to be a bit more complicated. The fun drive is a success, but far short of back debts. However, it seems that Connie Shakalis' former husband is a millionaire, in a move that would confuse some of our current leadership. He pays off the mortgage and endows the station. The happy finale features all except the rep from corporate. Scenic designer Christopher Roton has done a lovely job of recreating a very gracious radio studio from the 1960s. With a swinging wall, it quickly turns the set into the station's office. Costumes that help tell the characters' stories are designed by Scott Jones. Chris Wood's lighting is especially dramatic in an almost Brechtian scene with an almost demonic Dom Pagliaro as that evil corporate owner. The Bloomington Playwrights Project's presentation of Tuning In plays November 30th through December 15th. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.